Welcome everybody back to the share. Apologize, did a good excuse why I wasn't here last week. I was in between Tennessee and Asheville, South North Carolina, the yeshiva. No, there's no yeshiva there, but this yeshiva visited there.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm not sure why, but...
Because skiing?
They did some snow sports. Top of mountains. But really, you look at the calendar right now, I still owe you a part B. Last time we were together, we had a shiur about Shachianu. We had some very interesting shilohs. So I owe a part B to that chair, but you know, when you owe something, it doesn't necessarily get paid back the next day. We should be good enough to pay back as quick as possible. But look, I have a good excuse. Next Sunday is Purim, so really today, it's important to give a share on Purim. Obviously, next Sunday there will not be a share. Then after that, we'll see if we have a week in between before we get into Pesach stuff to do it. So tune in for that. Right. Now, today's shiur we entitled, When Will They Lay Megillah in Gaza? Now, the emails went out a little late. Maybe that's because Harvey's in Gaza. But... really, this year, this is a question which I have seen people have been debating, talking about. Baruch Hashem, there are Jews back in Gaza. I'm not sure this is exactly the way we wanted it. But there are definitely are Jews that will be spending Purim in Gaza. For that, we know there might be Jews spending Purim in Lebanon. But the question arose, which day of Purim do they recite Megillah? Is it on the 14th or the 15th? Now we're going to go through the whole background of the 2 days of Purim. Most of us who live here in America and who haven't really spent, you know, Purim is a very popular holiday, of course, everywhere, but American tourists visit Israel, Hanukkah, Sukkot, sometimes Pesach, the summer. Lavdavka, people fly there for Purim. So many Americans have never experienced Purim in Eretz Yisrael. And for us, Purim is a one-day thing. We celebrate Shushan Purim by not saying Tachnun. That's the extent of our celebration. So today we're going to, Be'ez Hashem, discuss more of the background between what we call regular Purim over here and Shushan Purim over there. And Gaza, question arose that it's a city, questionable where exactly was it in the old biblical times, which we'll talk about, and will it require one to lay in Megillah on, is it a walled city like Yerushalayim, which would then lay in on the 15th, is an unwalled city, and that therefore lay in on the 14th? Or is it something in between? We're not sure what it is, and debatable. Yes?
You're talking about Gaza City, not the whole Gaza Strip, right?
Oh, yes. So when I say Gaza, you know, I mean to attract the most follow, you know, topic as possible. But yeah, there's different parts. There's Gaza City, there's, what's that place, Khan Yunis.
City that existed all kinds of
right. Right. Now, it also should be stated that probably for most of the soldiers that will be in Gaza, this question is very moot. Because if they're there defending Gaza, fighting for their lives, they can't exactly be listening to Megillah, you know, harking on every word. You know, they might hear the real Hamans, you know, lurking behind them. And obviously, you know, they're putter from Megillah in their circumstances. So really, the idea of posing this question, where they've been landing in Gaza, is to get us to discuss in general different cities in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe we could talk in America too, other places too, whether we Lane Megillah. You know, I just brought up that I was in Tennessee last week. Tennessee is a big old, you know, city in America. What happens if we found, you know, big, there were big walls around the city?
It's a state.
Right? In a city in Tennessee.
What city in Tennessee?
Let's say Memphis. That had a fortress there.
It's all the way over in the west part.
Okay. So, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to go through the background of all these halachas, which is very interesting. And to be honest, I'm not sure, just try to think about it for a moment. Is there any other halachas that we have? By regular Yom Tov, we have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. So in America, we keep 2 days. In Galus, we keep 2 days. In Eretz Yisrael, we keep 1 day. Okay, but there's a common denominator. We all keep the first day. Here in America, Chutz La'aretz, we also keep the second day. Is there any other thing we have in the Jewish calendar which is alternative days? You either do the 14th or the 15th. Does that exist anywhere else?
Without a doha.
Right. Well, off the top of my mind, that doesn't really exist. Right. Lanings, you could have situations where Yom Tov ends, and in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to lane one parsha, but that's really an outgrowth of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. But we don't really have anything other than this element of Purim where there could be alternative Yom Tovs. We'll do the 14th, you do the 15th. That's also a big deal. I remember when I was a bucher learning Eretz Yisrael, what you used to do is to go hopping. You'd spend the 14th in Bnei Brak, and the 15th, you'd be in Yerushalayim. You get both.
And if Shabbos falls in between, you can have a 3-day Yom
Tov. Yes, yes.
The closest one I come to something like that is that Yashan, Kemah Yashan is a go, right? So in Eretz Yisrael, it's a Barnon.
Okay. Right. Now, right. Now, you have other mitzvahs like that, too. Right, there are mitzvahs which, depending on your geography, it'll be one level of a mitzvah here, one level of a mitzvah there. I'll give you an example. By the Beis HaMikdash, we take Luv and Esrog as a deraisa all days. Here in America, in Chutz La'aretz, or perhaps even outside the Makom HaMikdash, it's only the first day. But if you go to the Makom HaMikdash, sure, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, many posts can say even nowadays, be multiple days. So you have things which change like that,
but that's
like based on a mitzvah that's different, yeah. So I'm going to first start going through background. I didn't put all this on the sheets. But to me, the reason is such a fascinating reason. This is not yet on the sheets, but I'll just read the words of the Shulchan Aruch. This is Siman Tov Reish Peches, Sif Aleph. On the sheets I put Sif Dalet, but the Mechaber writes, Krachim u'kafim choma mimos yishu benun, cities which had a wall from the times of Joshua, of Yeshua benun. Afil enim u'kafim achshav, even if nowadays that wall has fallen, Karim etezvav, they have the din of Shushan Purim, they read on the 15th. Afil enim b'chutz la'aretz, even if they would be outside Eretz Yisrael. So again, if this city in Tennessee had a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, they would lane on the 15th. Okay? Now,
does there have to be a maskana that there was a wall there? Or if you find out 2,000 years later, is it okay?
Okay, we'll talk about that. Now I'm going to read to you the words of the Chafetz Chaim, which are so interesting, in the first Mishnah Berurah. He explains, what's this idea of a walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and also like that, we also don't have background. Why do we care about the status of the wall, I guess, when the Jewish nation went into Eretz Yisrael first? Why did that become the defining time? Really, if we're talking about celebrating Purim, shouldn't it be from the times of Purim? Right? We're celebrating what happened on Purim. So shouldn't, why are we dating ourselves backwards to the times of Yishuv Benun? Let's talk about the times of Purim. Did it have a wall? Didn't have a wall. That's when Purim started. That would make sense to do it like that. So the Chafetz Chaim answers the question. Again, I didn't yet put this on the sheets. He says, "Kibizman Mordechai be'esa neis k'siv shayhudim b'chol makom nilchamu b'yom yagimel." Jews in the times of Mordechai, in general, they went to war on the 13th, which is our Tainus Esther. V'nachu b'yom yadal, and they rested on the 14th. Also Mishnah v'simcha. After the war, they rested on the 14th. Uveshushan not only Yehudim Yilachim Ma'akom, Gam B'Yom Yadalad, right? One of the most fascinating yontifs, which, right? After the tables turned, the whole story with Esther revealing herself to Achashverosh, you know, we celebrate them, but nothing really happened yet. They just gave them the right to fight back against their enemies on that day. So the Jews still had to go to war. That's why we have Tainus Esther. It wasn't the fast of Esther going into Achashverosh. So the Jews went to war on the 13th in most of Persia, in the world, and they rested on the 14th. However, in Shushan itself, the Jews got an extra day to fight with their enemies and beat up their enemies. So they didn't have to just hop it in one day. So they fought on the 14th and the 15th. Also Yom Tov, excuse me, the 13th and the 14th. Also Yom Tov Ad Tezvav. So they didn't make this celebration until the 15th. The Kiva Shavuos is Ma Nechlu L'Shnei Yamim. Chin Kishav Kava Mordechai V'Esther Baskamas Amshik Kines Gdolik Bar Purim L'Doros. When Purim was set up for generations, being the fact there was a division between how it was celebrated, Chilku Gam also L'Shnei Yamim. They also celebrate, split into 2 days. So they want to celebrate and commemorate what happened to the Jews. So they, in the times of Shushan, so they broke it into 2 days. Some Jews celebrated on the 14th after fighting for 1 day, but some Jews fought for 2 days and they celebrate on the 15th. And now the Chafetz Chaim is bothered by the question I alluded to before. Give the honor, give the credit to Shushan. They're the ones who fought for 2 days. So make it whoever had a wall at the times of the Purim story. So let me just give you the Chafetz Chaim's words. The answer to our question was at the time of Purim, when the Purim take place. After the Churban,
no wall.
There was no wall. Our enemies breached our walls. There were some cities outside Eretz Yisrael, which would be outside Yerushalayim, which would be considered more chashuv than them. They had a wall. Walled city is a chashuv thing, olden times. The Alkain Tikkun LeKavod Eretz Yisrael. That's why the rabbis did it. To bring honor to Eretz Yisrael. Shekol ir shemukevas chomim imos Yeshu benun yikru betazvav. Avo bishem mekufas achshav. Ashar yudala vat shushan. Avo bishem mekufas imos Yeshu benun afilachi chomim tazvav mishem shabo haisa hanes. This is really a rabbinic din. You have to go like this. Shushan didn't have a wall in the times of Yeshu benun. When do we lay in Megillah for Shushan? Right? If you actually got into Iran today and you wanted, right?
It would be the same as Gaza.
Right.
You went to Shushan today. Where is it? Iran or is it Iran? It's somewhere in
Iran. If you say it's in Iran, yeah. Bavel's Iraq. But they say it's in Iran. They claim if you give it enough money, you could get someone to daven by Mordechai Nesser's kvarim.
There is a guy.
Yeah. I don't know how they do it, you know.
Is this a tourism
thing? Huh? No.
No.
You know, they've discovered all the kvarim and they travel the world, you know, the kvarim hoppers. But Mordechai Nesser's kvar, you can't exactly get into so easily.
Yeah.
Right.
It's totally parenthetically, I actually have a good friend who was a chaplain in first Gulf War, he spent Purim in one of Saddam Hussein's palaces.
So he felt like he was a
surrealist.
Yeah. It's definitely part of the 127 Medinos, no question. Yes.
Do we have any source of someone making a list of the cities that were walled at the time of Yeshua that we
I assume you can find that. Google it.
We'll be on Google everything.
Yes. If not in Wikipedia, it's not Wikipedia. But
that guy knows everything.
No, but listen to this. To me, this halakhic enactment is such a schmooze. It's such an interesting idea. Is the rabbis want to set up, we set up Purim with 2 days, from the times of Mordechai, we'll set up with 2 days to give honor and recognition of the nace that was a double nace for the Jews in Shushan, the four for 2 days. So they're going to do 2 days. There'll be a celebration on the 14th for outside of Shushan, and the 15th. So really, you should define the nace based on the times of Purim. And you should do it with Shushan. Except, if you did it that way, Shushan would be a walled city at the times of Purim. But Yerushalayim and many cities in Eretz Yisrael would not be. Because it was B'chorbanah. Let me just finish the thought. So therefore, we have to predate it all the way back to the times of Yeshua. But wait, if we're going back to the times of Yeshua, Shushan didn't have a wall. So we go like this. Legabe, everyone besides Shushan, will go with the times of Yeshua Benon. But in terms of Shushan, which is the whole basis of us making a split, that we go at the times of Shushan. You see how the rabbis mamish bend over backwards for the kavod of Eretz Yisrael. Now, let me spell this out. We're not talking about the kavod of an individual person. There's no person here. What we're talking about is the kavod of a city. Eretz Yisrael carries with it. Alan, you are probably the last. Oh, yeah, you're the last one here to see it. Harvey, if you're listening, you can see the beauty right now. But look at the respect that our Chachamim had for Eretz Yisrael. They're literally moving mountains to set up the halacha in a way which, in no small fashion, takes away from the honor and the prestige of Eretz Yisrael. And we'll set up all the halachas that's dated back to Yeshua Benon, even if it doesn't make any sense for Shushan, and we're trying to make a Shushan Purim. But let's do it this way to give honor and not take away any slight to Eretz Yisrael. That's a big deal. We also have to realize when we speak about Eretz Yisrael, when we go to Eretz Yisrael, when we treat Eretz Yisrael, it just has such a higher level of kavod and kedusha than anywhere else in the world. Yes.
Just to slug it up a little bit, so you're kind of alluding to what I was going to say, that Purim, I think, is the only holiday that occurred outside of Eretz Yisrael, and if you link it back to the walled city in the time of Purim, you're going to Chutz La'aretz to bring in a Yom Tov, where you're kind of
Right, that is true.
You're not giving kavod to Eretz Yisrael and the avira, the environment that in Eretz Yisrael.
Excellent. Yeah.
Just trying to realize the brilliance of all of this. Anshe Knesset HaGadol, when they met, wasn't so far after the Purim story to start with. Some of the people who were Anshe Knesset HaGadol might have been children in Shushan at the time even. You know, if you take the timing.
Right.
So it was after everything settled down after the war, but still people remembering it. So yeah, nobody can question them later on because they were there.
Right.
We
right.
weren't.
Right. That's how they set it up. Excellent.
Wouldn't a bigger kavod have been, I guess, I'm not sure if it's Barov Amhadras Melech or if it's Losis Godu to an extent. Like, you have two separate Yom Tovim, it looks weird. Wouldn't it have been a bigger kavod?
So that's a very good question. What Yerachmiel is asking is, like, when you set it up as two different days, doesn't that set up a halakhic issue, right? It's like the tefillin wearers and the non-tefillin wearers of Chol HaMoed, right? Get into trouble with that. So the Gemara in Yevamos actually discusses this. It's Yevamos Shaila. And heavily into the sugya. But I think this is just the background to us understand why, and again, this is different than any other mitzvah that I know of, we celebrate things on two separate days to mark how the Nes evolved in the times of Purim, but to mark it in a way which in no way is a slight to the honor of Eretz Yisrael. That's how the rabbi set it up. Now what this does, and this also adds, now that we understand the background why they did it and they went like this and like that to set it up, now you're going to see there's a lot of cities which there are going to be questions about, and it leads to major halakhic issues, what to do. Now the rabbis are smart enough to know that, look, if we're going to set up this way, there might be the Ezel Chacham or Rosh Hanolad. But look what happened. So this is now on your sheets. Let's go to Sif Dalet and Tuf Reish Peches. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, writes, Krach Shu Safek Im Hukuf Bimei Yeshua Im Lav. What happens if you have cities? We don't know. We don't know the historical background. Was there a wall at the times of Yeshua Ben Nun? If you live in such a city, I'm going to go through very soon what those cities are. You know what you got to do? Karim biyadal uvtezvav uvleilehem. You read the 14th to 15th day and night. Four times. V'lo yivarech kiim biyadal. You only make a bracha on the 14th. Shuzman kriya l'rova olam. Most of the world reads on the 14th. So if you're stuck, if you're suffic, you make the brach on the first day. But we say suffic brachos lahakel for the rest of the days, the other day. But you end up keeping a double Purim. Now, in some ways, I don't want to, this is the first thought that came to mind, but, you know, us Jews live in the Chutzarts, so we have to keep Yom Tov Sheni Shlagolios. In Eretz Yisrael, in many cities, they, according to the simple reading of the Mechaber, they have to keep 2 days of Purim. Most Yeshiva Bachar would say it's Nishka Neba.
No
yeah. But 2 days of Purim. Now, does anyone here know people that keep 2 days of Purim? Yeah? No. Not people here, people there. Josh, that's a great line.
I got a bunch of friends in this in
NMB that keep 2 days of Purim.
That's a different conversation. That's not a good question. I got a bunch of friends in Beit Shemesh who go to Yerushalayim.
Okay, I thought you were talking about this neighbor.
No.
Yes.
That's true, but that's not what I'm saying.
Using Rov HaOlam as the reason for which day to do,
yeah,
shouldn't that be enough to just make it one day and not have to do it both days?
Very good argument. Gerald, what you're trying to argue is if you go after the road, we go after the majority, then maybe if you have a suffix, just pick one day, just pick the 14th. So the Ran in Megillah says that idea. He does take that position, but others don't. I believe the Rambam doesn't. And that's why the Mechaber Paskin is not like that. He Paskins, you got to keep 2 days. And now here, the Mechaber here is just talking about the halachos of Mikra Megillah. What about Matanos of Yonim?
For sure 2 days.
Huh?
For sure 2 days.
Some posts can talk about potentially doing it 2 days too. Now, so we'll see. The simple reading here of the Mechaber is if you live in a city, which is a suffix, what day? You got to do two. Why? What would you say? Okay, excellent question. But Weisstein is bringing up, normally we say this is only a Durabanan, seemingly. So if you have a suffix in a rabbinic din, usually say we're more lenient. A suffix if you made a bracha. So we're more lenient. So one simple answer they say to that is this is a little more than a Durabanan. This is Divrei Kabbalah. So that takes a more stringent position. Others say, yeah, if you say suffix, suffix this day, suffix that day, so guess what? You don't keep any Purim.
Okay.
But that you can't do.
Why not?
Because then you've been vatal the mitzvah in this place.
Well, not, but okay. Trust me, we won't be vatal the mitzvah.
Why not?
So they say, for that reason, you have to pick one day. Some say you pick one day.
I mean,
that doesn't follow the rule unless you're following the first answer.
I mean, in the beginning of the Gemara, I mean, you almost have a moving target depending on what day of the week things fall. So, why can't it just be that, you do the best you can. And
so hold on. We're going to get a lot of good questions here. Let me start rattling off all the cities that you may not want to visit on Purim. Okay? Alan, you'll compile the list for us. Here's the first city. Mishabura and Sukkot and Tess. Tveria. Chame Tveria. Great vacation spot. Tzarech Likrosba B'yadal V'tezvav. Shesafik. Now this is fascinating. Tveria is questionable if it's a walled city. People have been to Tveria. Ever seen walls around the city?
No. But there's water around.
Zak the Gemara. Shesafik imayam chashiv kichoma. They have a suffix like Hilchas Erevin. Would you count the water, the Kinneret, as a wall?
I'm assuming they must have had walls around
a natural border.
But there must have been a wall around the rest of the part.
Right. Isn't that fascinating? So Tveria, there's a suffix if it's considered a walled city. And therefore, you got to lay in 2 days.
That's true in Manhattan also.
Oh, oh, now, that's the next Mishabura.
Was there a Manhattan?
1 second. Shh. Nope. But walled cities would apply even outside of Israel. Now, look over here. The next line, the Chavetz Chaim, was bothered by Ed, your Manhattan question. Chavetz Chaim was bothered by that from his little office in Rodden. But in Medinos Elu, the Krachim HaMukaf Mechona, in our cities, of cities which are surrounded by a wall, aimless stop a Shem HaMukaf Mimos Yishu Benon. As you say, maybe they had a wall for the times of Yishu Benon. Chavetz Chaim gives you a history lesson. Fisha Yimitzafon for a Chokim Eretz Yisrael. They're far away from Israel. We know at the times of Joshua, times of Yeshua Benun, there ain't no Indians in America.
Are we sure about that?
That's what the Chavetz Chaim says in the home office in Rodden. Right? Chavetz Chaim says at the times of Yeshua Benun, they didn't discover America. Times of Yeshua Benun, they weren't living in Europe. Right?
So they weren't in other places.
Right? So, therefore, it's moot. Whether it had, there was no wall in the Tani Yishuv Benun, basically in all of our cities, and that's why outside of Eretz Yisrael, for the most part, outside in America, in Europe, we're not going to be laning anytime on the 15th. However, in Eretz Yisrael, in the surrounding area, like Gaza, it could be they had walls at times Yishuv Benun. So what do we do? So we already saw the Mishabura himself, Paskin. If you want to go to Tveria for Purim, it's a two-day Yontif. You got to do both days.
That's because it's a suffix.
Yes, because it's a suffix. Now you look at the bottom of my sheets, I compiled a little bit of a list. I took it from Dirshu. You read five lines in, he brings a list. Avol Yeser are my Takim Shabari Tisrael, the old cities of Israel. What are they? Kigon, Yafo, right? City of Yafo. Tzfas, definitely an old city. Be'er Sheva, Haifa, port city. Beishan, Akko, and Lud. He says, "Af im Yodea Yudua Shemukafes Bimos Yeshua." Even if you know that they had a wall at the times of Yeshua, which we know about the city of Lud, Kivan Shekayom in on the Yodem is Makoro Bibira. We don't know exactly when Jews came back to Eretz Yisrael in the most recent times, we don't know that the cities they named and they established are exactly the same spot as the old biblical cities. We don't know. Or maybe Hebron we know, right? But he says, Dinam kikracham amusafin. All these cities, all the old time Israeli cities, if you're in Beersheba today, is Beersheba today the exact city limits of the old Beersheba? The municipality that they made Beersheba, that's exactly the same limits? We don't know. Exactly how they draw the lines? So it's a din of a suffix. The Karim Behem be Yadad, the Bracha with Tazvah below Bracha. Now he writes further. This is a quote from the Milchas Yitzchak, Dain Weiss. They lismach ba'ofin vadai al shma shel ha'ir, shud k'shma called them. Just because it's called Beersheba today doesn't mean, again, it's exactly the same spot as the biblical Beersheba. Amtsiyim, can anyone read the next word? First word in the line, that big word. I knew that. But we cannot also rely on the archaeologists. On the Edom Shebe'ezer Zeh'isayir Kodemes. We don't just trust archaeologists and they say, look, we found it over here. It's not a perfect science.
You're saying we don't trust either, or is it we? If you have both, you can trust the combination. Like if you're in a city, especially because city limits even back then would change. You know, cities grow.
Right.
So if you knew that this was that area, and in that area the archaeologists found the remnants of a wall deep under the city, so now they know there was a walled city in that area, which we knew back then. So maybe both of them together.
Yes, look, people could make an argument. Look, archaeologists found something. There is a wall. Now, even if they find the wall, you have to date it back to Yeshua ben Nun. If it came post Yeshua ben Nun.
Can Erech do that?
Except their dinosaur. Carbon dating of dinosaurs aren't exactly correct.
But they could do it a few thousand years ago. Yeah. They could do that.
Again, so why, we can't. So, why are we handling to go back to try to designate a wall or not? If we don't really know, then why are we trying to create?
We're not.
A situation?
You're right. So this halacha is discussed in the following. We knew there's certain cities in Eretz Yisrael which we knew are old cities.
Okay.
In the times of Yeshua,
but old cities,
they existed.
Do we know with any kind of even guesswork that there were walls around these old cities necessarily? That's what I'm saying. Like, is there any kind of indication that such a city had a wall around it?
So I hear, fine.
But otherwise,
no, I think we do know that they did have walls. But part of the suffix is this city that we have today exactly part of that city?
Right. So this list is that list.
Right. So if you're in these cities, according to here, we're taking the opinion of Dian Weiss, he says, and this is quite a significant amount of cities outside of Yerushalayim. Jaffa, Yafo, Tzfas, Beersheba, Haifa, Beishan, Akko, and Lod. In all these cities, according to Dian Weiss, you should lean twice, 2 days. So it's not just Tzfas, what the Mishabur himself brings down, it's all these other cities too. Now, to give you the first bracha the first day, not the second day. That Mechaber spelled out. If you look in the second paragraph I have over there, not the bottom of the first column, Rav Sternbuch Shlita, or the Gedolei Poskim of today, he says, if you look around the minhag, most people in Tzfas are just doing one day. They do the first day. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said the same thing. And it says, look, this is the Metzias, most people only keeping one day. And there's good reason for it.
Just because that's what they hold doesn't mean that's what they're...
Right. He gives the argument, which really, Josh, you were hitting on, is we don't even know certainly, this is what he argues. that they had a wall back then. So there's definitely room to be makel, and just keep one day, just the first day. So practically speaking, if you have any relatives in Tzfas, or this, you could call them and ask them, when do they do Megillah? It's an interesting question. Sounds like, at least from a poll done years ago, not so long ago, but when they're writing these Svarim, they were saying, most people only keep one day. But is there halakhically a reason to do two? Yeah. You know, the Chafetz Chaim, he wrote clearly by Tveria to do 2 days. Now there he based the suffix on the wall aspect because of the water. So it could be that's why he picked off the Tveria. Would the Chafetz Chaim say the same thing about Tzfas? I don't know. He singled it out. He only talked about Tveria. So, debatable. The Chafetz Chaim doesn't really, he doesn't go through the list of cities. You also have to wonder, when he was writing this Mishnah Berurah, you know, how many Jews lived, you know, the old Yishuv. You know, they came to towards Yerushalayim.
Well,
I know.
Well, Tzfas was
they had
a long
had.
Time.
But in between two?
I'm saying, from when all the Ashkenazim were banned from Yerushalayim, they took up in Tzfas for
okay.
a long time. Hundreds of years.
Now, I find another fascinating Shaila. What's the story about Bnei Brak? Bnei Brak is one of the most populated cities in the whole Eretz Yisrael today. Major Makom Torah, Bnei Brak. When do you lay Megillah in Bnei Brak? So that's the second column. And it sounds like in the Kanievsky home, the Chazon Ish, the Stipler, Chaim Kanievsky, who, by the way, his yurtzeit is Shushan Purim, Reb Chaim and his whole family going backwards, all kept 2 days misafik. What's a suffix? A fascinating suffix. Right? When you fly into Israel, where do you fly into?
What?
Is that the name of the
what?
Airport? Right? Tel Aviv Lod. Lod. Right. Right? Ben Gurion Airport, Tel Aviv Lod. That's considered one city. Tel Aviv and Lod are connected. It's one city, simply, right? The municipality, they call the airports like Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport, right?
Bnei Brak is also geographically connected.
Correct. So if that's so, you literally go from one block is the end of Bnei Brak. You're ready in Tel Aviv. So Bnei Brak would be close to Tel Aviv, which is connected with Lod. So now Bnei Brak, the Chazon Ish, Kanievsky family held, so you gotta do 2 days. Now there's one interesting, however, I found many others disagree, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashuv. I didn't find out what they do in the Panovich Yeshiva, the most major yeshiva, the most major in Bnei Brak. I would suspect they keep one day, but I'm not sure. I don't know. Slabotka keeps Chazon Ish Menhagim, so they might do too. But Panovich is the biggest yeshiva in Bnei Brak. I would suspect they keep one, but I'll show you why. Because Rav Kahneman was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha writes the following. If you look on top of your pages, the last two lines. In Bikrach Karu B'Yudalid, let's say there's a city that reads on 2 days misafik. Now, Lachora, Lud should be such a city. Lud should be a city, which is a suffix if it had a wall back in the old times. So it's a suffix of 2 days. Hakfarim hanirim v'smachim, the cities which are just close to that suffix city, karim b'yadalim, just read on the 14th. The Chafetz Chaim is saying, if you're close by to a city, which is a suffix, Chafetz Chaim says, You don't take that then. You just read on the 14th. However, the Chazon Ish argued on the Chafetz Chaim. The Chazon Ish's opinion was, it's all connected. If you're close to a city which is a Safek, you get both days. So the Chafetz Chaim and the Chazon Ish had a machlokas about this, and that's a major, major machlokas about B'nai Brak. Is B'nai Brak 2 days or 1 day? Kanievsky's, who go with the Shitas Chazon Ish, will keep 2 days. But the Chafetz Chaim and other poskim, Shlomo Zalman, Reuel Yashav, they'll tell you just 1 day based on this. It's so fascinating, you know. How you define a city, I saw even within this discussion, you know, say, even if you say Samoch, I saw Sturmbach wanted to argue. He says the municipality today is Tel Aviv and B'nai Brak the same city? No, they're two totally different municipalities. So it's hard to define as all one big contiguous city. The land might be all connected. You go from one street to the next street, but that may not matter, per se. They are, municipality-wise, the two separate cities. So what emerges from today's share is a few things. A, we appreciate, hopefully a little bit more, not just the day, not to say Tachlim, but what Shushan Purim is. Of all the halachas that we have, this is seemingly the one halacha which we split up in 2 different days, and to mark 2 different days of salvation. Hashem saved the Jews outside of Shushan, and Hashem saved the people of Shushan. And how much the halacha goes, stretches so much to give honor to Eretz Yisrael, honor to Yerushalayim, because it didn't have a wall at that time. And even though you'll have to make Shushan be an exception to that, of course, that's what we're doing. And all these ramifications, all these suffix cities, this is really all. And it comes to complicated dinim. Do I keep 1 day? Do I keep 2 days? There are some newer cities. I don't need to discuss the old cities of Eretz Yisrael. What happens when they built Ramot? They built Maadien, Beitar, all the different cities they built. They all came with shilas. In my days, back in the day when we were learning in Eretz Yisrael, Ramot had one halacha. Today they have a different halacha. These things is one of the most complicated halachos that you have. What day do people keep? And then Yerachmiel, different people in the city keep different things. Oh boy, let's just go to the galore. But all this was set up in a way by our Chachamim to give honor to Eretz Yisrael. Coming up to Tanis Esther, coming up to Purim, days of Tefillah, they say Purim is Yom Kippurim. Right, Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. Purim is a tremendous day for tefillah. Klal Yisrael needs our tefillahs, both on Tanis Esther, but even more so on Purim. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we should all be zocha to come back to celebrate the Shushan Purim in Eretz Yisrael.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.